Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Samantha Stone in for Sam Shad. We're going to be talking about the Federal Reserve. They want us all to feel wealthy again in the hope of creating an economic recovery. We will talk to Dr. Jerrold O'Driscoll from the Cato Institute on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Inside local entertainment, Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in one year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background check, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So, do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
This is Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Samantha Stone. Sam Shad out of the building today. If you haven't heard this phrase in the last few weeks, you've been living on the planet Zardoz. Quantitative easing. I have with me today Jerrold O'Driscoll, senior fellow at the Cato Institute, living here in Reno. He's also a former officer in the Federal Reserve System. Dr. O'Driscoll, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Samantha.
And we're going to try to untangle this quantitative easing topic in 12 minutes. I think it's actually a graduate seminar, but we'll give it a shot. First of all, it's a phrase that means nothing unless you start really digging into it. It doesn't tell the average guy reading the newspaper what it means. Can you locate it for us kind of on the axis between technical economic jargon and political jargon?
Yes. Central banks like jargon. They like to sort of make complicated something very simple, and maybe that's politics. But quantitative easing just means the Fed is going to buy bonds, in this case, long-term treasuries, or somewhat long-term treasuries. Normally, it buys very short-term treasuries.
Okay, and we used to call this, if I'm not mistaken, printing money.
Well, it's equivalent to printing money. Yes, theoretically, the Fed could use currency to buy these bonds and just print it up. That's a theoretical equivalent of what they're doing.
Okay, so we have to ask some questions. Where does this money come from? Is it real money? Where does it go after they buy these bonds? And the objective, of course, is economic stimulus. The objective is, as I read it in the Wall Street Journal and other sources, the objective is to get people back to work, get the country moving again economically. But that's a long path It walk is. Down it with me.
Okay, I'll walk down it with you. It is stimulus. It's monetary stimulus. The idea being that if the Fed can lower interest rates, it will stimulate borrowing, it'll bring down mortgages, it'll stimulate housing. But it's bought so many short-term treasuries that interest rates are zero. And the Fed looks out at the economy and says it's still weak, so now we're going to buy long-term bonds and try to drive down the interest rate on long-term bonds. Again, quantitative easing means the Fed is buying bonds.
Okay, and the money comes from where and goes where? Where does this money go?
Where it comes from is when the Fed writes a check to buy bonds or buy anything. They could write a check to you for your car. A bank, that gets deposited in the bank, and they now get a deposit at the Fed. And when the bank has a deposit at the Fed, it's money. So the Fed creates the money out of thin air. As you said, it's not unlike printing money. And the idea is that if the money gets into the banking system, the banks will lend it out. They'll lend it out for people to borrow to buy a home, borrow to buy a car, borrow to buy a, start a business.
And with interest rates low, do the banks have an incentive to lend this money?
Good question. The return to a bank on lending on a very safe credit isn't very much. And the banks right now, because of what we've just been through, don't want to lend to iffy borrowers. So what bankers will tell you is they have two kinds of clients. They have clients that have a lot of money and don't need to borrow, and they have clients that need to borrow, but the bank wouldn't lend to them.
Okay. $600 billion, is that the number? We're infusing into the economy $600 billion over the coming 6 to 8 months. And yet, if you read enough descriptions of this process, a lot of people are saying, don't worry about inflation. It seems to me one of the doggy, kitty, bunny concepts about putting money into the economy is that inflation is just kind of the de facto result. So, A, why are people saying inflation, not a worry? And B, is that correct?
Inflation is a worry. Bernanke believes that right now he's facing the prospects of deflation, falling prices, and that that's, he's trying to offset deflation, and that if the economy gets to the point where there is inflation, rising prices, he can pull the money back fast enough to stop it. Now, there's a history of this. The Fed has been around since 1913, and they never pull it off.
I want to talk about deflation maybe in our next segment, because I have a feeling that requires some discussion,
sure.
explanation. But inflation, you hear this as well. Inflation is flat, or it's not happening, or it's low, if you subtract food and energy. And I remember getting on the freeway one day, hearing that on the radio and saying, okay, food and energy. So if we don't want to eat, we don't want to cook, we don't want to heat our homes, we don't want to use our computers, we don't want to produce anything, manufacture anything, or export anything, then we're fine. The inflation is low. Food and energy, why would you extract those from the inflation number when really, aside from housing, which is a really separate discussion, food and energy are the only things that matter.
Food and energy are very volatile. When the Fed started to try to hit an inflation target, trying to bring inflation down, they discovered that food and energy prices bounced around a lot. This was the 80s. Energy prices were going up and then crashing and coming down again, and there were some big shocks and changes in food prices. So they said, well, let's look at an inflation measure that's less volatile. That was the reason. I always thought it was a mistake. In fact, the first time I heard about it, I was working at the Dallas Fed, and the economists were all sitting around and said, well, they're talking about having an inflation measure that excludes food and energy. And we all just sat around and looked at each other and burst out laughing.
All right. We'll go back to deflation in just a moment. Quantitative easing, what is it? How does it affect us down here at the ground level? That's what we're talking about with Dr. Gerald O'Driscoll. It's Nevada Newsmakers, back in just a moment.
Attention diabetics, if you've taken the diabetes drug Avandia, listen carefully.
If a member of your family has suffered a heart attack, stroke, or even died while taking Avandia, call the attorney Greg Jones right now.
If you or a loved one have taken this drug and were injured, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
For a free legal consultation, call 800-595-6139.
You don't owe us anything unless we're successful.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Samantha Stone in for Sam Shad with Gerald O'Driscoll from the Cato Institute, senior fellow in residence here in Reno.
That's true.
We're glad. All right. We were talking about the Fed. The Fed is, I think, playing with our heads. I've heard something called the wealth effect. It's what economists call it when we all feel wealthy because there are conditions out there that support that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Are we chasing a wealth effect with the quantitative easing? Is that an objective of this?
Yes, it is. And it's a dangerous game because the last time we saw the wealth effect at work was during the housing boom when people bought houses and decided they were an ATM machine. They extracted the equity from their homes and they spent it on current consumption. Then their home prices collapsed. So consumption can collapsed as well, and we're trying to get ourselves out of that. And there are people within the Federal Reserve System thinks, well, we just have to start this up again, create some kind of asset bubble. People will feel rich again and spend money. It would be a disaster if it succeeded, and I don't think it'll succeed.
Okay. The success would mean, though, and one of the things that was identified by Ben Bernanke last week was rising stock prices. Sure enough, on the heels of this this article in the Wall Street Journal, stock prices rose sharply.
Yes.
Is that the kind of wealth effect that we're looking for here?
That is the kind of wealth effect that he wants, and it's perfectly predictable because if you say you're going to drive the interest rate on bonds down very low, there's no way to earn a return owning bonds, so people go into stocks. But the problem is when they go into stocks, those are riskier investments. So low interest rate policies cause people to take on more risk. And again, that's what happened in the housing boom. People were taking on more risk.
You know, I hate the Wall Street, Main Street cliche, and if I ever deliberately write a sentence that includes it, I hope someone cuts off my typing fingers. But I can't help but perceive a stratified kind of effect here where there is a Wall Street, Main Street dichotomy, and that the guy who gets up and bakes bread at 3 in the morning or the woman who has a part-time job at a retailer so her kids can get the discount on their school clothes, that they will incur the consequence, whatever that consequence is here, and that the beneficial effect will be felt higher up on the ladder. Now, maybe I'm articulating that incorrectly, but can you help me sort that out?
Yes, the bailout of the banks was done on the theory that if we bailed out the banks, it would save the economy. But we bailed out the banks, and we still haven't turned the economy around. And that's the dichotomy that people are trying to get at with Main Street, Wall Street. They're not always in opposition, but just bailing out banks doesn't mean the rest of the country is going to benefit. The economy is not the financial sector, and banking is not Wall Street.
So is quantitative easing a form of bailout for the banks?
Quantitative easing certainly makes the banks more profitable because they can borrow money at still lower interest rates, and they can engage in really risky activities. And that sounds like it's a fool's bet in the long run, but they'll just know the next time they'll get bailed out.
All right. You mentioned deflation, and that's something that Ben Bernanke is trying to avert.
Yes.
Deflation, what is it? Why do we want to avert it?
Well, deflation is falling prices. It's the opposite of increasing prices. The point is, though, that there is no deflation. There hasn't been any deflation.
House is worth half what it was.
Yes. Housing prices have fallen. And again, this is the what you asked me about the wealth effect. He's afraid the falling housing prices are going to lead to falling prices generally. But we've been in this for 2 years, and they haven't. And there's no reason to believe they're going to now going forward. In fact, prices are going up. My wife tells me that milk prices just shot up. That's a pretty important part of a household's budget. Food and energy are very important parts of household budgets. So to say there's no inflation, there is already inflation.
All right, I want to get this exactly right. I saw a very brief but power-packed interview with David Stockman.
Yes.
David Stockman was President Reagan's budget director, a wunderkind at the time.
Yes.
Three-minute interview on one of the financial channels in which he made a number of points that I wrote down. But his summary, in his summarizing point, he said this is a dangerous thing they're doing. The Fed is injecting high-grade monetary heroin into the financial system of the world. Someday it will kill the patient. Please, you have a minute. Please translate.
Stockman is saying that the Fed is injecting a lot of money into the system. It's going to lead to a lot of risk-taking. It's going to lead to inflation down the road. And when it leads to inflation down the road, then the Fed is going to have to slam on the brakes and we'll go back into another recession. The most immediate thing that it's leading to is a very rapid fall in the value of the dollar internationally. And that will have profound repercussions for us and for the rest of the world. And the rest of the world doesn't like it right now.
30 seconds. On the extreme end of the prediction scale, you have people saying we will all wake up one morning and you may have money in your bank account, but it won't be worth anything, so it will be as if you have no money. Can you give me a very brief comment on that?
Yes, people are worried about what's called a runaway inflation, where in order to keep the boom going, the Fed has to print ever larger quantities of money, and it does so at ever increasing rates, and that's called a crack up boom. I am not predicting that, but it is not something you say cannot happen. It can happen.
All right. In a moment, we will head for the pundit bullpen. Actually, we'll bring the pundits over here. We'll bring it home to Nevada and figure out what the local consequences are. It's Nevada Newsmakers back in a moment.
Attention diabetics, if you've taken the diabetes drug Avandia, listen carefully.
If a member of your family has suffered a heart attack, stroke, or even died while taking Avandia, call the attorney Greg Jones right now.
If you or a loved one have taken this drug and were injured, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
For a free legal consultation, call 800-595-6139.
You don't owe us anything unless we're successful.
Why should you hire a personal injury attorney? To prevent insurance companies from taking advantage of you.
That way, you don't have to go it alone. You need someone to fight for you.
When you're injured, it can change your life. And life-changing decisions need to be taken seriously.
When you hire Bob and me, all you need to worry about is getting better.
And let us get you back on track.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
It's impossible to close an open can with a pop top. Open cans spill in the fridge. What a mess. And open cans lose their fizz. What a waste. Introducing Bottle Top. It turns your can into a bottle with the snap of a cap. Open metal cans can't travel. What a waste. Bottle Top turns your can into a bottle that's perfectly portable. You can't do this with an open can. Bottle Top lets any soda keep its carbonation. Look, bugs are gross, but Bottle Top protects your drink from insects. When you're done drinking, just pop it off. Rinse under hot water. water and reuse. Bottle Top keeps drinks from spilling. Now get 6 colored bottle tops for just $10. Call now and get 6 more. Plus, we'll send you the can top popper. Just pay separate shipping and handling. You get 12 amazing bottle tops, plus the can top popper, all for just $10.
Call 1-800-576-6908. But hurry, call now. We're giving away a bonus 6 more bottle tops and the can top popper with today's orders. That's 1-800-576-6908. Call now.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. It's pundit panel time. I've got Ty Cobb with me this morning, former special assistant to President Reagan. I've got Greg Crawford, managing partner, Sierra Wealth Management, and a new addition to our pundit panel, Tom Powell, CEO of ELP Capital. Welcome, all of you. Ty, your impressions and your thoughts after hearing Dr. O'Driscoll talk.
Well, two things come to mind. I think it's ironic that at a time when President Obama is in Korea at the G20, when he's trying to rectify the trade imbalance, this QE2 is going to do nothing but create additional funds for consumer purchases. We're not going to go out and buy a road or a bridge, which we really need. We're going to buy Japanese or Chinese electronics. The second thing that really struck me, after years of criticizing the Europeans for their spending on welfare and inflationary attitudes, it's now the Germans and Merkel and the British with Cameron and Sarkozy and France are saying, wait a minute, the United States is going off in a risky direction and needs to go on a path of austerity. What a switch. A
little ironic. Okay, let's bring it down to the street level again because that's where we live. Greg, let's say we do see inflation, we do see ill effects, or some kind of survival mechanism is necessary for the consumer.
Sure, and we get this question from clients all the time. What does all this global activity mean to us? I mean, there are a few things that individuals can do to try to get through this period. First off, if you can refinance your mortgage, if you can qualify, mortgage rates remain very close to historic lows. Oftentimes, people can move from a 30 to 15-year mortgage without seeing any change in their monthly expenditures. A lot of people have done that already. A lot of people don't qualify because of the tightened lending standards, but it's still an opportunity for some people. People need to look at their portfolios. Do you have the proper level of international exposure? If the dollar continues to weaken, international investments are a very important component to have. Don't get complacent with your bond portfolio. Tighten up the duration. You don't want to be sitting on what you consider to be safe investments that blow up on you if inflation takes off. It's a big risk that we see in a lot of portfolios. And lastly, if you're considering a vacation, perhaps to the Eurozone, you know, Ireland, Italy, those sorts of places, you might want a vacation domestically this year because that pint of Guinness in Dublin is going to cost you $6 or $7.
Yeah. All right, Tom, bringing it home to Nevada, I was at the Economic Forum on Friday. We had Moody's come in and give the national forecast as it relates to Nevada. So I wanted to, they are cheerleaders for quantitative easing. They are rather bullish on the prospects for a national recovery. Quantitative easing is part of the package of conditions that they see as spurring that recovery, and they are therefore bullish on the, I hate to say, trickle down or rush in effect to Nevada.
Well, I think Greg makes an interesting final comment on there about vacationing locally. And obviously, tourism for Nevada is a big piece of what our immediate economic model can be. The bigger challenge for Northern Nevada specifically is the lack of capital that is in our marketplace. I mean, the pump is essentially dry as we go to the well, and you're not going to see institutional or bank financing hit anything that will cause asset values here to recover and actually then business investment to start coming into our area until we see capital coming in. So ideally, what will happen with that easing will be a look for more risky investments than just outside of core models because they'll be chasing yields, and Northern Nevada may fit well within that model for business investment.
Nevada as a whole?
Nevada as a whole. Vegas is a different model economically and business, and it's Northern Nevada is much more of a tertiary market, a smaller market. Right. Capital's much slower to get to this area.
All right. So if it works, Nevada could be a beneficiary.
Nevada could very much be a beneficiary.
All right, let's move to the political very quickly. We have about a minute and a half, so a brief comment from each of you. I did see this interview with David Stockman that I referenced to Dr. O'Driscoll. And he said the message that the Fed is sending to Congress is, hey, money's free. There is no cost for incurring debt.
Yeah,
is money free?
Korea Stockman, who I knew from the Reagan administration shortly after he got taken to the woodshed. But he's right here. We're spending right now 37 cents on every dollar for interest. Our debt this year is going to be $1.4 trillion compounded over time. We're now over $12-13 trillion. At some point, that's going to have to be called in, and we're going to have to face the fact that we just can't continue to print money that we assume China or the Eurozone is going to buy.
But in the meantime, money's free.
Money is free or close to free. I mean, the rates that the U.S. government is paying right now to borrow money are quite low, and you do get the argument, why not do it? The problem is things can spiral out of control very quickly, and you don't get an early sort of warning system as to when our friendly countries are going to stop lending us money.
Yeah. All right. Is money free to Congress? In this is a wealth effect, right? Congress is feeling the wealth effect.
This is exactly like the furniture stores would go out there and say no payments for the next 24 months, no interest for the next 24 months, and what they're really selling are overpriced goods and materials, and that does not bode well for the country in a long mode.
All right, wrapping it up with the pundits on Nevada Newsmakers. By the way, we did cover the Economic Forum. If you would like to read about it, go to www.NevadaNewsChannel.com. That's a new news endeavor here for Nevada Newsmakers. We did focus on the Moody's forecast. It was rosy. Back in a moment on Nevada Newsmakers.
On the next face-to-face, lawmakers appear to be targeting local governments as a source for fixing the state's budget woes. Will it work? And are the municipalities fat with cash? Find out on the next face-to-face.
Have you called about your Social Security disability application that's been denied? Denied? Denied?
If your disability claim has been denied, do something about it now. Call us and let us get you all the benefits you've earned. And you pay nothing until your disability application is approved. Plus, your first visit is free. David Allen and Associates. We get results. I'm David Allen.
REMSA is here when you need a paramedic ambulance. Silver Saver protects you from out-of-pocket expenses. Call 858-5757 for information.
These people are helping feed Northern Nevada, and you can help too. Wells Fargo, News 4, and Scolari's are joining forces for the 2010 Holiday Food Drive to benefit the Food Bank of Northern Nevada. We'll be at the Scolari's on South Virginia Street Thursday and Friday, November 11th and 12th from 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. Bring by any non-perishable or canned food items and help feed our community. Do your part during the Holiday Food Drive to benefit the Food Bank of Northern Nevada.
With R.C. Willie's 5-star express delivery service, your purchase is delivered immediately.
Click over to MyNews4.com to get the best in today's news and events. Customize your homepage to get only the articles and video that you want to see. Get customized weather forecasts for your neighborhood and check the traffic for your drive to work. Meet the News 4 team, browse for jobs, and watch your favorite NBC shows. Check out the latest sports scores and headlines. Only MyNews4.com brings you all the news that you want to see.
Join us tomorrow on Nevada Newsmakers. A whole list of things you probably didn't know about health care reform. Scott Heinze from St. Mary's Health. See you tomorrow.